Okay, so we have Amy B tonight sharing on step 11. Take it away, Amy. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Andy. My name is Amy B. I am a compulsive overeater who is living in a recovered state for today, one day at a time. And I am a chaos creator, controller, fixer, obsessor who feels recovered in this current moment. And sometimes that's a much shorter period. I want to thank Andy and Anna and everybody for doing service at this meeting, for this meeting. And I want to thank Sally for giving me an opportunity to carry the message about this program of recovery and about the BBA way of working the steps, and our common solution to our common problem. When she asked me to speak and she brought up the date and she said November 1st, and I was like, ooh, November 11th month, first day of the 11th month, step 11. Yes, very clearly. And one of the things, so we're going to talk about step 11 today. One of the things that I heard in the rooms a while ago that stuck with me that I liked about 10, 11, and 12, the number 10 is a one and a zero. You add them together, that equals one. Step 10 is step one in action, like taking, acknowledging my powerlessness and my unmanageability and taking action around it. Step 11, 11 is a one and a one. One plus one is two. Step 11 is step two in action, believing that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity in action. And step 12, one and two equals three, is the step three surrender. To a higher power in action. I love that idea. So bringing it around to step 11 being step two in action, it is about a higher power. And the wording of step 11, the way it's written in the book in the 12 steps, I love. I love that it starts with the word sought, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. Love that. During the meditation time that just happened, part of my seeking to improve my conscious contact, and you know, everybody has their own ways of connecting to spirituality, and I love the fact that we get to choose our own conception in this program. And part of mine, include sometimes seeking prompts from the universe to direct me, and I do that through cards, drawing cards. And during our time right before, I went to my deck and I drew a card, and the card I got says, "I do whatever it takes to get closer to consciousness." Consciousness, like to improve our conscious contact. I do whatever it takes to get closer to consciousness. This is how my higher power shows me a personal connection in my life. So I do whatever it takes to get closer to consciousness, to an awareness, to a coupling to the collective of seeking a higher power. Thought. Through prayer and meditation, right? That's how it starts. Sought. One of my favorite lines in this book comes on page 45 in We Agnostics. I know I'm talking about step 11. Trust, it's in here. On page 45, where it gives the thesis statement of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to, I'm going to personalize, its main object is to enable me to find a power greater than myself, which will solve my problem. And I love this statement. And I love considering the idea that the purpose of this book is to enable me to find, and again, the way that the BBA taking through this book really supports this as well. The purpose of it, of this work, of this book, is to enable me, to give me the tools to find, to seek, to give me tools to show me how to seek a power greater than myself, to stop looking at my own fears and old stories and selfishness inside, and teaching me, instead of looking in all of the old scary ways that I always looked, in my disconnect, in my disease, in my ego, in my fear, doing the best that I could with what I had. The purpose of this book and this program is to give me the tools to find, to look for a power greater than myself, and that will solve my problem. What if that will solve my problem? I maybe this is blasphemy, and like, I love it. Let's talk about it. What if the thing I'm the it's the looking that solves my problem? What if the purpose of this book is to give me the tools to enable me to find a power greater than myself, to teach me how to seek through prayer and meditation? And that's what will solve my problem. Learning how to look better, how to ask better questions, how to look in directions that are not inside of me and my fears. I like that idea, because sometimes the power greater than myself, I have to believe that it will solve my problem, but it doesn't always happen in the moment, right? I mean, we ask God at once to remove them. I know that's a different step, but like, we don't expect God to do it at once. We just ask for it at once. So like, it's the action, not necessarily the answer. It's the pivot. I know this is a little like stinky for a program that is not about thoughts, but like, what if the 12 steps are very simple, but not easy, simple thought interruption and redirection best practice? I have a mental twist. I need that mental twist to be interrupted and redirected. I have to learn to look for something else. I need to have the tools to help me find a power greater than myself. That's what solves my problem. And maybe that whole idea that connecting to the collective is God in action solving my problem. I like that idea. So yeah, thought. Through prayer and meditation, back to the step, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand God. And then the book goes on to give us definite suggestions. And now I'm back on the chapter itself into action. And I'm switching from my written book to my BBA pages. Because one of the first things that I was directed to do in the BBA workshop was to personalize these pages, 84 to 88, which include step 11, and make them personal to me, and to read them every morning. And I did, and I do. And that has been so profound in terms of giving me tools to seek a power greater than myself, and a vocabulary and a language. And I love the fact that it says here that these are suggestions. And I'm at the top of what page am I on here? 86. Because I love the fact that step 11 starts at night and then goes in the morning. And the reason for that is I think that we review our day, which is such a beautiful, seamless transition from the inventory it tells us about in 10, because the nightly review really is like an inventory of the day. So we start step 11 with this like gentle, loving inventory of the day. And then we go to sleep for our unconscious contact, hopefully, with a power greater than ourselves. And then we get to wake up in the morning and do on awakening. And I think that that's sort of like, the tools to improve our conscious contact sort of is a conscious connection, and then sleep and dream, and where maybe we get to have some unconscious connection with all sorts of powers greater than ourselves. And then we wake up in the morning for some directed conscious contact again. I think that's so thoughtful and helpful and gentle, because it says this whole step 11, seeking to improve conscious contact, in the suggestion, by the way, because we do it, we can personalize that, and I love that. But the way that it suggests it is to start by reviewing, and it's very clear about not drifting into morbid reflection. And I'm going to read how I have personalized the nightly review, because for me, as a chaos creator, controller, fixer, obsessor, I will rake myself over the coals. And in my primary fellowship, my 11-step nightly review was very harsh on myself. I was very tough on myself, and it was not productive. And BVA helped me personalize this to be aligned with a power greater than myself. So this is the first full paragraph on page 86. When I retire at night, I constructively review my day. The resentments, the pull of selfish focus, the dishonesties, both overt and nuanced, to myself and to others, and the fears. Do I owe an apology? Have I kept something to myself which needs reflection with a trusted fellow, or needs to be shared or disclosed? Did I show the thread of love and look for it with all? Where could I have shown more grace towards myself and others? Was I thinking of my needs most of the time, or was I focused on the collective of how I could show the thread of love and be a part of the stream of life? But I must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish my usefulness to others. The divine purpose is to be a light worker, which I cannot do if I wallow in the dark alone. After making my review, I acknowledge the universal nature of divine forgiveness, and I seek the gift that I'm meant to receive from the experiences of the day. The permission that the Big Book Awakenings workshop gave me to take those words and make them feel productive and loving and supporting and connected to me turned my whole nightly review into something else. And I'm so grateful for that. And that's my experience, and the beautiful thing about it is people can do that differently. I know I'm coming to the end of the 15 minutes, and I've only gotten through the nightly part of step 11. I hope that I've communicated how we can personalize through this program, through our own conception of a higher power, improving our conscious contact with a power greater than ourselves. And the last thing I think I want to say is that in the Big Book, step 11 starts at night, then goes into the morning with On Awakening, which is just, again, I think it's beautiful. My thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when my thinking is cleared of harmful beliefs occupying the space where I need God. Big Book Awakening has taught me that, and I'm so grateful for it. And then the cool thing is that step 11, while it starts at night, ends in the morning, it kind of then says, just do step 11. Ooh, sorry, Siri. Do step 11 all day long. All day long. Pause when agitated. I know I'm at the end of the time. I am so grateful. I'm looking at these words that, like,
I'm not sure
have given me a personal, you don't have to understand. I don't have to understand. I'm looking at these words that have given me this personal experience with this program, with a higher power. And I think about how I feel like I have some better tools to find a power greater than myself, which will solve my problem. I think the problem is that I keep looking into myself to solve it, and that has never worked. Ooh. I hope I said something that was helpful. I'm so grateful for this meeting and to be here today. Thank you, everybody, for your service.
Amy, thank you for your beautiful restatement of and augmentation of some principles. Thank you. That was beautiful.